This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
We've got Deanna on the line for Blown Off. Deanna, good morning. Who's blowing you off? What's his name?
Oh, well, his name is Eric.
Oh, a scoundrel. I know a lot of Erics, and I don't trust any of them.
Great.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, I thought everything was fine. I mean, normally when I date people from online, it's always a little weird, but this guy, like, was amazing. Like, we met up, we went out to a really nice dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, he was handsome.
Yeah.
He was so sweet. He was perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was really conscious, like, you know, I didn't drink too much, so I didn't, like, make a fool of myself, you
right.
know, because that's definitely happened to me before.
Oh, that's good.
You and me both, sister. Wait, what?
So then we ended the night. We went and we had ate ice cream and we went to the park and we sat on a park bench and we just ended the night. I mean, like, the beautiful night sky, and I just thought for sure, like, you know, he was going to call me.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
We ended on a really great note.
Yeah.
Was it this one?
Oh, my God. Thank you for that courtesy laugh.
That's a real dad joke right there.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, so you met him online. Then you guys went out on a... Did you just go out on the one date?
Yes.
Okay, but from what it seems, it was almost like a fairy tale. Like, it's storybook with the ice cream and the park bench and the sky, night
yeah,
sky and everything.
It really does.
It was like a romance movie. It was so... I couldn't believe it.
Did he rip his shirt off at the end and you made love in the waves, or...
Oh, my God.
Not quite.
Okay.
No.
All right, did you kiss him at least, or...
Yeah, he kissed me goodnight.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
All right. And then, so what's happened since then? You're saying there's not been a lot of reaction? You haven't heard back from him?
So, yeah, I was like, okay, great. You know, we'll catch up soon.
Yeah.
I waited a couple of days. I never heard from him, and I messaged him online, and he said, oh, sorry, I've been really busy. And now it's been about 2 weeks. 2.5 weeks, and I haven't heard anything from him, and he, like, really blew me off, but I really was digging him, you know? I'm really
yeah.
into him.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
And you felt really confident that the date went well, like, nothing happened at all that you can think of?
No, not that I know of. I mean, he seemed to be enjoying himself.
Yeah.
Well, look, so, I mean, his name's Eric, and as I pointed out before, I know a lot of Erics, and they're all shifty.
Whatever. Okay, so we should just call him and find out what his deal is.
All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be like, Eric, what's your deal?
You're weird.
Hang on 1 second, okay, Deanna?
Okay.
All right, we're going to call Eric in just a minute. We're going to find out why he's blowing you off after what seems like the world's most perfect date. And he hasn't called to ask you out for a second perfect date, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it seems like you're getting blown off. Why don't we call him now and find out what the hell's wrong with Eric?
Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, listen on the line. Don't say a word. Here we go.
Hello?
Eric?
Yeah, this is me.
Eric, I got a bone to pick with you.
Excuse me?
I got a bone to pick with you.
Who is this?
It's Mark K. But who I am is not important.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't blame that reaction at all.
Eric, it's Mark K. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Eric. We're just from the radio station.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
It's all starting to make a little bit more sense.
Oh, yeah. Now he's all like our best friend.
Can we get your permission to talk to you on the radio?
Yeah, whatever. What about?
Okay, great.
I'm glad you asked. We got some serious issues, dude.
Okay.
You went out with one of our listeners. Her name's Deanna. She listens to the show and she loves the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, what does mean? Why don't you want to see her anymore? Why are you blowing her off?
I'm not blowing her off. What am I? We went out a few weeks ago. Maybe we'll go out again.
Well, what are you waiting for? Why haven't you called her?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
did you not like her?
I liked her fine. It was, like, totally... fine.
Well, something obviously happened because she said she felt like everything went perfect.
Yeah. And so, if you really liked her, you'd have called her like the next day.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't have waited 2 weeks.
She kept doing this thing where she, like, asked for updates during the date, you know?
Like traffic updates?
Like how?
Like date updates.
Wait,
like,
what?
She'd be like updates on the date. Like, she'd be like, hey, do you think this is, like, going well? I'd be like, you know, I'm like, I don't know, I guess.
So during the date, well, she would ask you, do you think this date's going well?
Yeah, like, she kept asking, like, stuff like that, you know? Like, do you, this is going well? Do you like me, you know?
Oh, really?
Are you having fun? Is this good? You, and, like, chill out. Have some, like, self-confidence, you know? The date's going fine, you know?
So, wait, like, what, you think that, I'm so self-confident. You think that that was the sign of, like, I'm insecure?
I'm sorry, Deanna, are you in the line?
It sounds like
Yes, Deanna's on the line.
Yeah.
Eric.
Sorry, buddy.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Eric,
well,
how do you...
not too good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Deanna, how do you think this is going so far? Just kidding. Just kidding. What kind of stuff, Eric, was she asking you?
She was, you know, asking like a... Just like, is this date going well? Do you like this restaurant? Is this restaurant good? Do you like me? Like,
Deanna, why are you? Were you being a little bit insecure? Is that why you're asking him those things?
No,
like, did you just feel
being considerate, making sure like everything was perfect. I hardly know you, and I wanted to make sure that you were having a good time because
right.
I was being conscious of the fact that like we hardly know each other, and I don't want him to go out and have a miserable time checking in with him.
Yeah, I understand that. Like, but it seems like you would be maybe coming off as a little bit
insecure
because you're asking so many questions, you know?
Right, like,
I could see how that would kind of turn him off, but I understand that you're just wanting to make sure he's having fun.
Eric, what did you say when Deanna would ask you how it's going so far? Would you say, it's great, except you're annoying the f*** out of me because you...
No, I said, I was just like, oh, fine, everything's good, yeah.
I mean, you're really...
I was enjoying myself, but like, I don't know, it's one of those things you look back and you're like, yeah, that was weird, and maybe she doesn't have that much self-confidence.
I mean, Eric, maybe all she needed was you to kind of reassure her that things were going well, and then maybe she would have stopped asking all those questions. Maybe you just didn't give her a solid answer.
I was so polite. I was, like, so polite. I was like, yes, it's going great. She kept asking the same questions.
You back a guy into a corner because there's really no... There's no way that you're going to get an honest answer. I mean, unless if the date's going well, he's going to say, I think it's going great. But if the date sucks, he's not going to say, honestly, this date blows.
Yeah.
He would have kissed me goodnight. I mean, if you didn't like me or it wasn't going well, that is not something that you do.
Right. Aside from the questions, Eric, did you enjoy your time with her?
Yeah, it was a nice date. It was totally nice.
But in retrospect, you kept thinking, gosh, she's really needy and needs constant affirmation.
Yeah, for just that one little thing that's like
sticks
in your head. You're like, oh, maybe not again.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Now that we've kind of cleared the air there and we know what the problem was, would you maybe if Deanna didn't consistently ask you for updates during the date, would you be interested in seeing her again?
Yeah, you know, I would totally go on another date. I wasn't not calling her because like I was like, oh, she's the worst. It was just like, you know.
Well, that's good.
I wasn't feeling compelled.
Deanna, would you be interested?
Nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut you off before you say something really horrible.
Yeah.
Deanna, and ruin all your chances. Deanna, would you be willing to maybe go out with Eric again and not quiz him during the entire thing?
I don't know. I mean, I wish he would have just been honest with me to begin with, and if he can't do that, then I maybe would go to coffee or something with him, but I would definitely err on the side of more caution because if he, you know, if that really bothered him and didn't say anything, then he's lying to me.
All right.
Well, maybe you come up with a number system, like when they judge ice figure skaters and stuff, like you just hold up a 10 if it's going well or a 7, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up, text afterwards, that
thumbs
would be
up,
good.
Thumbs down, or in the middle, you know,
yeah,
you kind of shake.
That would be good.
Okay, neither one of them.
They didn't like
funny.
That. Okay.
Hang on one second, you two. Wow. We're going to move on to the phone call portion of the program.